Masechet Eduyot, Perek Het, Mishnah Bet. In the previous Perek, Rabbi Nehunya ben Gud Geda told us that if an orphaned minor who was the daughter of Israel but rabbinically married a Kohen through her brothers or her mother marrying her off when she was younger, that even though it's not a Deoraita marriage, she's still allowed to eat Teruma that's on a rabbinic level. Here we'll elaborate on that. He'id Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba v'Rabbi Yehuda Kohen al Ketana bat Yisrael sheniset le'Kohen. They testified, these rabbis, about an orphaned minor who was a Yisrael who married a Kohen on a rabbinic level. Shehi ochelet b'truma kevan shenichnesa l'chupa afal pi shelo niv'ala. This girl, now that she's rabbinically married to a Kohen, is allowed to eat Teruma on a rabbinic level, right after she's married, right after she enters the chuppah, even though she never had relations with her husband. She's permitted right away. If we only had the previous Mishnah of the last Perek, we may think that only after relations would she be allowed to have the Teruma. But here we're saying no, even if she only had chuppah, she didn't have the relations yet with her husband, she's still allowed to eat the Teruma. We know that the halakha with a woman who has relations with a Oved Avodah Zarah, with a Goy, she's forbidden to marry a Kohen because she is a Zona at that point. If a woman was taken as a hostage by Ovde Avodah Zarah, she becomes forbidden because we assume that they violated her, that they had relations with her. Even if it's against her will, she becomes prohibited to a Kohen going further. We'll have testimony about that case. Ha'id Rabbi Yosef Kohen, V'Rabbi Zechariah ben Akasav. These rabbis testified, Al Tinoket, Shuhur Hana be'Ashkelon, about a situation where people testified that a young girl was handed over to idol worshippers in Ashkelon as a guarantee for a debt that was owed to them. The idol worshippers, they required somebody who borrowed money to hand over a hostage as a guarantee of the loan. If the money wasn't repaid, then they kept that hostage, lo alenu. V'ri hakuha b'nei mishpachta. After she eventually came home, her family stayed away from her. They wouldn't allow her to marry other Kohanim from their family because they assumed that she was violated and now has a din of a zona. Ve'edeha me'edim ota shelo nistera v'shelo nitme'a. But witnesses, the people who testified that she was handed over, also testified that she was never alone with her kidnappers and that she wasn't violated. But still, the family didn't believe them because they said that the witnesses were not qualified to give testimony. They were Kenani slaves. Amru lahem hachamim, the rabbis told them, ima aminim atem shuhur hana. They told the family, the rabbis, that if the witnesses told you that she was handed over to the idol worshippers, and you believe them, ha'aminu shelo nistera v'shelo nitme'a. You should also believe them that she wasn't alone and that she wasn't violated. V'im en atem ha'aminim shelo nistera v'shelo nitme'a. And if you don't believe them that she was alone with them, if you don't believe these witnesses, these non-kosher witnesses, we'll call them, if you don't believe them when they said that she wasn't alone and that she wasn't violated, al ta'aminu shehur hana. You shouldn't believe them either to say that she was handed over to them in the first place. So either way, hachamim say she's permitted to marry a kohen. By the fact that we're believing these witnesses for one aspect, we believe them for the second aspect as well, or we don't believe them at all, and therefore we don't even have testimony that she was kidnapped in the first place. So either way, she would be permitted to marry a kohen.